Greetings, strangers. I am the lovely. We are the lovely Cocoa Butter Brown. Smooth shea butter, baby. Brit.
And I'm D.
I ain't gonna keep doing this for you, D. and welcome to another bonus episode of
It's a Strange World After All,
the podcast where we discuss true crime cases, the supernatural, urban legends, conspiracy theories, and all of the things that keep the world strange. However, for today's bonus episode, we are doing movie reviews of the horror, thriller, slasher, and true crime genre. Quick shout out. I don't remember his name. Kind of looked like an Edgar. You was at MVP Nutrition in Mesquite. We was talking, found out I had a podcast, asked for the information, so hopefully we got a new listener. I'm sorry, I do not remember your name.
Oh, okay.
Shorty at the smoothie bar. He was nice. He was kind of cute too, hey? Shorty at the smoothie bar, MVP. So hopefully you listen to it. And then shoot my
this
shot,
this was too. Today?
Yeah, this is today. Oh, this was like right before, because that's what I got, was a smoothie. So this was like just like about an hour ago.
Oh, okay. Look at you networking.
I know.
In the summer of 1996, four friends celebrating their high school graduation are involved in a tragic accident. That following summer, they are reunited when they find themselves being stalked by a crazed, hook-wielding serial killer. In today's bonus episode, we review Jim Gillespie's I Know What You Did Last Summer, released October 17th, 1997. I did not know this movie was that old. I don't
you
know
didn't?
Why. For some reason, I don't know. I just thought it came out in like, well, I guess not, like early 2000s. I don't know. I don't know why.
90s.
Maybe I'm thinking of the second one. When was the second one? Well, that makes sense because it's Jennifer Love Hewitt and Sarah Michelle Gellar. They're all like, they were real.
The second one
came out when?
In 98.
Dang, that was quick.
Yeah. Let me make sure that's right. Yeah, 98, November 13th, 98.
Okay.
I knew it was the late 90s because I remember I watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer and I remembered her.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my show. One of my favorite shows. Mm. Okay. This film had a budget of $17 million and ultimately grossed $125.3 million in box office numbers. So it did very good.
Very well, very good. I just want to say, oh, wait a minute. Defending myself one more time for Candyman. That same person come back and was like, you know what, you right, you did give it a decent rating. And you did defend it at the end. You did say that you did have a call to action. I said, Anyway.
Man.
But, okay. So, now with this, though, I'm going to eat it. I don't know now. Because I feel like I used to like this movie. I did definitely like the second one. The second one is one of my favorite movies. And I, as soon as the movie came on, about 5 minutes in, I said, why did I like this movie?
Wait, me too. I said, I do not remember watching a movie where I felt like every single one of the characters was unlikable. They all got on my nerves. And I was like,
my gosh.
The only one that I could tolerate was, I don't even remember his name in the movie. The dude from Roseanne.
Yeah, the one that died.
Yes.
Yes. No, I agree. I was like, he really is like the only one that, because even Jennifer Love Hewitt, I remember, y'all, I used to act out movies as a kid. And I remember acting out, like, her part because I was like, I like her. But, like, now.
Yeah, because it's crazy because everybody in this movie is iconic.
Yeah.
And I was like.
Yeah, that's true.
I was just like, I don't like any of them.
No.
And then it's not a bad movie. I just didn't like them. Their characters.
And yeah, I was gonna say a lot of the choices they made, it really was just white privileged people doing white privileged things, making white privileged decisions. And it was like, obviously we're gonna go through it, but from the start of the movie, it didn't have to be like this. There was no way in hell, nah, for real, there was no way in hell that what y'all thought was going to happen was going to happen. Y'all parents, I'm sure, have enough money, except for, what was his name, Ray. But even still, they probably would have could have got him off too. But I was just like, Jesus. Call the police.
Man.
Have you not seen the Murdaugh? But it wasn't out yet. None of that stuff had happened yet. But you get what I'm saying? He kind of hung in there for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what money will get you.
I was like, this movie was so unnecessary. I was like, which you could argue that about a lot of movies because then it wouldn't have a plot, but still.
Oh, that's true.
I was like, I don't remember being so frustrated.
They put themselves in this position. They had an opportunity to try to get themselves out of the position. They just kept on making it worse and worse.
It got worse.
It got worse. But we'll get into it.
Now that we got that out of the way.
Now that we got that off our chest. And I am so sorry. I really wish that I could blame this on like an audience pick. Because I feel like I don't ever
Oh, because this was your pick, right?
It was my pick. It was. I say it with my chest. It was my pick. I don't think I'll ever pick it again. I might not ever watch. You laughing because you had that same thought, didn't you? You was like, I could die. And never.
I was like, I'm good.
We're going to have to pull up on the second one, though, because the second
Yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a sec. Give us a sec to compose ourselves.
Wait. Well, me. You know what would be funny?
No, don't make me laugh more. Go.
What if we feel the same way about the second one?
No. No.
Oh, man.
No, I rebuke that. I can never feel that way about anything Brandy has touched. I loved her so much. I can't. And I like Mekhi Phifer. I thought he was sexy.
Oh, yeah.
So, no. Jack Black is definitely going to be a stinker, but...
Wait, what?
Even though... You remember Jack Black is in there? In the second one, he's like the Rastafari.
I do not.
He's like the Rastafari white guy. Yes.
I forgot.
Yes. Which is probably problematic, but I thought it was funny. So let's see if they age well.
I completely forgot about him. Yeah. Okay. I feel like a lot of the older movies that we're going to do won't age well.
Probably not. Okay, so let's get into it. It is the 4th of July, 1996, and four high school seniors, Julie, played by Jennifer Love Hewitt, her boyfriend Ray, played by Freddie Prinze Jr., Julie's best friend Helen, played by Sarah Michelle Gellar, and her boyfriend Barry Ryan Phillippe. So they all decide to have some fun on their last summer as kiddos. Fun fact, Reese Witherspoon auditioned for the film, but changed her mind and withdrew her audition. She did, however, recommend her then boyfriend, Ryan Phillippe, for the role of Barry.
Oh, weren't they married for a little bit? I think they were, because they have kids together.
Line. Is that the one that looked just like a... The oldest one?
I think so.
Is she the oldest one?
I think so, yeah.
So they're partying. They get drunk. They show them like on the beach hanging out. They're talking about their futures beyond what's considered. I guess they're in a small town, but it's a wealthy small town. And then they discuss an urban legend regarding a young couple who find a hook attached to their door. I was about to say something about the hash, the slinging slasher. One of the most terrifying urban legends I've ever heard. But so Ray, he's the only one of them that's sober. And he is like, I'll drive us back home. I forgot I had the movie playing in the background. That scared the mess out of me. It was the part with Sarah Michelle Gellar when she's in that store. And he had the sheet over him. I was like, turn that down. Let me do that again. Okay. So Ray, he's the only one of them that's sober. I was gonna say server. Sober. He's driving them back, but Barry is just out of control. He's spilling alcohol all over the car. He distracts Ray, and then Ray accidentally hits a random stranger in the road, which that random stranger should not have been walking across that road in the middle of the night, but that's neither here nor there.
You don't know his life?
I know he shouldn't have been out. He didn't have no reflector jacket, nothing. He didn't have no safety, nothing. And it was a winding road
in the middle of the night. Still, though, I don't know. You never know. People just be doing stuff.
People just be doing. He learned. He found out. do not walk in the middle of the night down a winding road without any protective gear. That's the moral of this story. That could have been the part where it was all avoided. That could have been one of the parts where it was all avoided.
Yeah.
So they're out of the car. They're like, oh my God, what happened? And like, Julie's like, we need to call the police. And Barry is like, no, the police are. And Barry is probably one of the more wealthy of the group. And he's like, no, the police, they're not going to believe it's an accident. There's alcohol all over the car. Yeah, because you did it. So they're just kind of arguing, trying to figure out what to do. All of a sudden, they see a car approaches, and there is a local teenager. His name is Max, played by Johnny, is it Galecki? Galecki?
Galecki.
Is that what you said? Galecki. Max, played by Johnny Galecki. Julie distracts him by saying they just had some car trouble, and he drives off. Once he's gone, they talk about hiding the body. Julie again is like, no, I don't think we should do this. But then Barry, who is wasted, he's white boy, he's late 90s white boy wasted. That's probably like a whole nother level of white boy wasted. He goes into a violent rage. He's upset, and he's like, no, this is what we gonna do. They take the body to the docks, dump the body into the water. They swear to take the secret with them to their graves. And then can I also just say, Ray is a buster.
Yes.
He just let Barry choke up little Julie. He choked her. That's not funny.
I'm not laughing at that. But like,
it was crazy.
I was thinking the same thing. Like, you not gonna do nothing?
You're just gonna let your mans, like, yeah, you gonna let your mans physically assault her like that?
With his little son. He's so little. Like, come on now.
Oh, Barry.
Yes.
He is little. And Ray is not. He's a big dude. So I don't know. But also another fun fact, where they filmed the accident scene is where it was a film location for Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. It was one of the locations where that was filmed.
Interesting. So it's 1 year later, and now Julie, who's a freshman in college, she's going home for the summer, which she should have. I wouldn't have went home. Well, I mean, if I was her, like if it were me.
Yeah, I don't think I would ever
go
home again.
I know.
Okay, so remember her roommate? I just didn't really like the way they portrayed her, and she was literally like the one black character that they had in the film, and she just kept talking about how pale Julie was. She said white as death, chalky, pasty pale. And I was like, okay, we get it. We get it.
Look, when I had rewatched it, I was like half asleep, and I for a second I thought that was Regina King. And I was like, I know.
I did too at first. Like, no, they kind of favor each other.
I was trying to think how old she was. I was like, wait a minute, I know that ain't who I think it is. But it wasn't.
That's funny. Thank goodness. Sorry to the girl that played her. The writing was terrible.
Yes. Okay, so she's back at home now, and then her mom gives her a letter that had no return address and it wasn't postmarked. And then it said, I know what you did last summer. So that's when I would have got back on the plane or drove however she got back there.
That's what I would have left. And it could have been avoided. Bob. My part in it all could have been, yeah, like SpongeBob. My part would have been. All right.
I would have called everybody else to be like, hey, this is what happened. I'm finna leave. Y'all do what y'all got to do.
Y'all might want to move around.
That's funny. So she's panicking because she's thinking somebody knows, obviously knows what they did. So she goes to her sister, Helen, played by Bridget Wilson, to, no, not Helen's number. Dang it. I done forgot her name already. Not Julie. Sarah Michelle Gellar. Helen.
Helen, yeah. It's just an old lady name. Is that what was throwing you off? I'm like, is that what was throwing you off?
Because I'm like, I know her name ain't Helen, but...
It's Helen. It is Helen. I don't know what I thought it was growing up, but it's Helen.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, yeah, she finds Helen's sister, Elsa, who's played by Bridget Wilson, to get Helen's number, who's supposed to be in New York. But Helen, she did go to New York, but then she came back, and now she's working at the family store.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say something about Elsa.
About her being a bitch.
I don't think you watched it. Huh? It was about somebody who... No, because I thought she was... She kind of resembles the lady from
Billy
Law
Madison.
And Order SVU. Huh?
Oh, that is the lady from Billy Madison. No. Is that the lady from Billy Madison? The teacher? No.
No. No.
Okay.
The lady I'm thinking of is... She was like a DA or something.
You know I don't watch.
Yeah, I was like, you don't watch that.
Do, 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 do.
Have you seen those TikToks?
Yeah, girl. I wanted to do one. I said we should have did one because I'm always singing it. No, I don't watch the show, but I know it.
Listen, I used to watch that show every day, all day.
That's crazy.
And it's still going. That's crazy.
It's still going.
Okay, so she finds Helen and then they go to see Barry and here go Barry being Barry.
Barry just burying.
Okay, so Barry is thinking that it's Max because Max was the only other person there that night. So they pull up on pull
Man,
up on Max.
Did they? Did they pull up on Max?
Man. He literally, didn't they go to his job?
Yes, they went to this man's he was just job. Trying to do his job. Barry came with all the smoke. Like, what? Can
he
you
did.
Wait?
He threatened him with an ice pick. And, you know, basically like, you know, leave us alone. And Max is like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know, like, what. Because I felt like he was a little bit suspicious, but I don't think he really thought nothing of it. Max, when he drove by that night.
Yeah.
But I don't think he was just like, I'm keeping my eye on y'all.
What y'all doing?
That's
yeah, like, what y'all doing out here? I don't think he thought death. Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, they done pulled up on Max. Poor Max.
Didn't he punch
the
Max?
Yes. Yes.
For no reason.
That's why I said he ran up on him at his job.
At his establishment. See, like, had Max would have been black. Had Max would have been black, somebody could have tossed that hat. Somebody could have tossed the hat up. Because he's working at like the docks or something, right? Like on a boat.
Yes.
Chairs would have been flying.
I was going to say somebody would have got a folding chair out of nowhere.
Dealt with Barry.
Man.
Okay, so while down at the docks, Julie stumbles across Ray, who's working on a fishing boat down there. He is kind of like, say, what's up, shorty? Like, you know, like, I hate the way stuff ended. You know, I didn't want it to end like that. I still kind of feel you. But she's just very dramatically like, no, that's not what I want. And just like storms away. She literally stormed away.
I mean, I don't blame her.
Yeah.
Because I would have broke up with him after I got choked.
After the choke. That's true. After the choke. Man, she must not have no brothers. Because I've been like, I need you to come down. I need you to be Barry ass and Ray ass for letting Barry choke my ass. You know what I mean? Like, you finna come. You finna, everybody finna get it. That's funny. So, we are back inside Max's workplace. And you see, there's like a figure. You see, he attacks Max. He kills Max. And he uses the ice pick that Barry threatened him with earlier. So it kind of gives you like an eyebrow raise. Like, it might could be. Apparently, allegedly, Barry.
And Max didn't have nothing to do with nothing. He just, man.
He was collateral.
He was just trying to live his life.
We need justice for Bernadette, Bernie, and Candyman, and for Maximus in this movie, and for what's his name in Barbarian, the crackhead in Barbarian. Oh,
he was not no crackhead.
Homeless man in Barbarian. Homeless. Yes. The homeless man. We need justice for him too, because he didn't deserve it.
Yeah. Even though I cracked up so hard, I was like, because soon as he said it, I knew, because he was like, shit. As soon as he said it,
he finna die.
I was like, dang, he finna die.
They set him up. They gave him his famous last words.
Yeah.
Okay, so later that evening, Barry, he goes to the local gym to work out because he's feeling good. He feels like he believes it was still Max. He put the fear of God in him, is dealt with. So in the locker room, he hears some noise. He's looking around. He doesn't find anything until he gets back to his locker. He sees a Polaroid photo of his BMW, his car, with the message written on the back, "I know." Barry also finds that his jacket is gone. He rushes out of the locker room. He sees his car is turned on, and then someone backs it off the road. I don't know why he did this. He chases them, didn't he? He went to go chase them.
Mm-hmm.
No weapon in sight, just going on adrenaline. Soon the driver attempts to run him down. You see that the driver is wearing a dark fisherman's rain slicker. He has a large ice hook, gets out of the car, and he stands over him.
The locker room scene, I always think of Scary Movie. You remember?
Oh, okay. So I remember, but I don't remember. Like, if I saw it again.
It was a picture. I just remember the picture. Because, you know, the whole thing, the running joke in Scary Movie was that Sean's character was gay. Like, down low. And it was a picture of him. He was naked, but it was tucked.
Oh, I do remember that.
Oh, my God. I was like, childish. What in the world? Childish. My bad.
No, you're funny. That's funny. Remember that now.
You meant you're fine.
You are funny. No, you're funny. That's what I meant to say. You're funny. That's funny. Because I had forgot about that. Yes, man. D, I think you're funny. I think you're freaking hilarious.
Thanks.
Okay, so Barry, he is in the hospital. He ends up in the hospital. I mean, serves him
That's
right.
That's what he get.
For assaulting everybody. Jeez Louise.
God, what is it? He has a Napoleon complex.
Or like little man syndrome.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. In layman's terms. In layman's terms for the people that would not say Napoleon complex, because we wouldn't remember Napoleon complex. He got little man. But he is not able to tell the police anything about the person's identity other than what he was wearing and what he was carrying. Again, think hash slinging. Hash slinging slasher. That was the best SpongeBob impression I could do. So in the hospital room, everybody comes. Helen, Ray. No, did Ray come? Ray came. Helen, Ray, Julie, they're all there discussing what happens, and they're thinking maybe it's time to say something, since someone, it's clear that someone's after them. But Barry is still strongly against telling anybody. Julie says that she has actually been doing some investigating. She believes that the person that they hit was David Egan. She feels like Egan may have survived and is staying with a relative that lives nearby. Julie and Helen, they head out to the Egan's residence.
Julie and Helen, they go to David's house, where they find his sister, Missy, played by Anne Heche, RIP. Missy, she's just telling them how David's death, you know, like messed up their family, like they were devastated. So they're in there talking to her, and they kind of get the feeling that it may be Missy. But then, like, talking to her, they're like, maybe not. So Missy, she tells them that after her brother died, somebody came to her saying that he was the brother's friend. And his name was Billy Blue. After a bunch of dramatics, they leave, and Helen, she goes home that night to get ready for the 4th of July parade the next morning, because she's like the reigning whatever.
Homecoming queen or something like that. Some kind of queen.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she has to.
Or I'm sorry. It was a beauty pageant. It was a beauty pageant. Okay. I'm sorry.
I don't know how, but she did not notice that there was a fisherman sneaking into her house, and went upstairs and hid in her bedroom closet. Can you imagine just somebody being in your closet like that whole time? And then it's like, how are they that quiet? Because I'll be in there moving around.
Yeah, that, and then breathing. Breathing
I
hard.
Know. I would have caught
your stomach growling.
I know,
because you can't eat. What you can't? What can you eat? That's quiet. You just there.
You just hear somebody opening a can of soda and opening a bag of chips.
I don't know, but every time I turn the TV up,
man. So she wakes up the next morning, and her hair is, I was going to say it's gone, but it's not gone.
It's gone. It's gone. She didn't get the,
Huh?
Dang it. Why can't I think of her name? Oh, wait. Her name was Helen, too. Ah! And Candyman, right?
Oh, it was.
So she didn't get the singed Helen special.
Yeah.
But I mean, they cut off a significant amount of hair
for
her, because she's pretty vain.
She is. Okay. So she freaks out, and then she sees that somebody wrote "soon" on her mirror. And so she calls Barry and Julie to come over. So Julie is on her way over to Helen's house, and she hears something coming from the trunk of her car.
Mm-hmm.
And so then she gets to Helen's house, and she hears it again in the trunk, and she opens it, and it is Max. And he had like crabs. I was like, what in the world?
That's pretty cool.
So she ran to get Barry and Helen, but when they got back, Max was gone. Can I just say, this killer is amazing, because how do you get rid of his body that fast? And where did you put it? Was he running down the street with it? Like what? Like what? Was he parked somewhere? Like, how did he get? Because that wasn't that long.
You know what? It wasn't that long. Maybe he posed as like, I don't know, like a garbage truck, a mailman. I don't know, something that you could like throw it in real quick and then keep it moving.
Maybe. I don't know.
It was fast.
He got out of there. So here goes Barry again, being rude, and he's telling her that she was hallucinating. Yeah, because I was thinking about that. Like, how did he get that body out of there that quick?
Ooh. So do you think she was hallucinating?
That's what I was going to say. I would think maybe I was hallucinating. But I don't think she was, though. I don't know. It's a movie. It doesn't have to make sense.
It's Hollywood.
Yeah. So then they pull up on Ray because Barry thinks that it's Ray that's behind all of this. So,
of course he does.
Which, I mean, again, it's a movie. So they were making him look suspicious on purpose. So,
yeah.
And then he wasn't doing a good job of being convincing, in my opinion.
Right.
Because I remember when I first saw it, I thought it was him.
Like, hold on, Ray. I thought it was him too.
Yeah. So he's denying it. And he was like, well, whoever it is, now all of a sudden he got a letter. After
I got a letter too. Look, it's a little smudge. It's got watermarks on it, but look. To whom it may concern. I
know what you did last summer.
I know what you did last summer. Look.
Man, because I remember thinking, like, it's him. Because now everybody else done had something happen. And now all of a sudden, when they come
that's all
and
that confront
you,
him.
You got a letter. All you got is a letter. I done got my
all
hair
you got
cut
is
off.
A letter?
She got a body in her trunk. Barry done got beat
Barry
up.
Barry got his ass
run off
beat.
The road.
Run off the road. And this is all you
and
got
you
is
just
this
got
letter?
A letter.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's funny. But Ray said, Ray, if...
you can't even defend it.
No, I'm coming with the defense. I'm coming in quick. Hold on. Okay. Ray has already said that he comes from humble beginnings. So I think he really was just working all the time. He didn't have time.
That is true.
He wasn't getting no packages or nothing. He was working all the time. The killer was like, well, I can't show up here because he got too many people here. Let me. Yeah, it builds the bait. That's my argument, is that Ray had a lot going on.
Yeah. Poor Ray.
Poor Oops. Ray. Okay. Julie decides to go back to see Missy to ask her some more questions about David Egan and about the visitor, Billy Blue, that she mentioned previously. Helen and Barry go ahead and go to participate in the 4th of July parade. I guess they're still trying to keep up appearances, even though they should have been called the police. Got the police involved. They should have. When Barry landed himself in the hospital is when he should have said, okay, well, this is dangerous. Yeah. So during the parade, which I remember as a kid, this was one of my favorite scenes in this movie. This probably was why I liked the movie.
Oh yeah, it was a good scene. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, now I can't remember what the appeal was, but so they're at the parade. Barry is keeping watch. He's keeping a lookout for the killer, but he notices that there are several people running around dressed the exact same way in like the raincoat. He notices one and he thinks that it's the real one, so he chases him. And he leaves Helen on the stage, on one of the parade floats. As it's passing by a two-story building, Helen notices a same shadowy figure in the black rain slicker, and she sees an ice pick. Same thing happens, right? It really wasn't him, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Go back to Julie, she's at Missy's house. She's trying to convince her that her brother might still be alive, and she wants to do a little bit of digging. She wants to find out who that stranger, Billy Blue, really is. Missy tells Julie that her brother is dead and shows her a suicide note that was left at home by him. The note reads, "I will never forget last summer." And Julie thinks that the handwriting matches the handwriting that was on the note that she received. And she tries to convince Missy that she believes that her brother is not dead because he's wrote this, the letter to her. Missy is upset and she's like, you got to go. You got to get out. They go back to the pageant. Helen is there. She's sitting there. She's watching Barry, who's standing upstairs on the balcony again, keeping watch over everything. Helen sees the killer attack Barry. He pulls him into the shadows. And Helen's like, oh my God, he got my mans. And she rushes to find a police officer. And they go to look for the killer and Barry, and they don't see any sign of either of them. And so the officer believes that Helen may have imagined it, and he just offers to take her home. So it can't be that everybody is hallucinating. Everybody's not having hallucinations.
Yeah. So on the way to her house, the officer cuts through an alley and he sees somebody working on their truck that was stalled across the street. So he went out to go see if he could help, but it was the killer. And he kills the officer with the ice hook. So Helen, she's like trying to get out the car. She kicks the window out because she was in the back seat, right? Because if he's taking her home, why she couldn't sit up in the front? I think
I've mentioned this in another episode. I don't believe legally that we are allowed to sit in the front seat unless I think they're doing like a demo or something. But when the officer took me home after a wreck, he was like, yeah, you can't ride in the front seat. I'm sorry.
Okay, that makes sense. So yeah, she had to kick out the window. She gets out and now she is running for her life. So she goes to her family's store where her sister, Elsa, who was taking her sweet time, let her in. I was like, she was making me mad.
She was doing it on purpose. She was like, hold on. No, you finish what you're doing. When you come up, you can hear that this is urgent. I'm beating on the door. Yeah. I didn't knock. I'm beating. Child.
So she's telling her to, you know, she's screaming like lock all the doors, and she's still taking her little sweet time going to lock all the doors. So before she could get to the last door, here comes the killer. And unfortunately, Elsa is gone, which
you want to say like collateral damage, but she really kind of brought it on herself because she really kind of was low key being an asshole. And if she's knew the sense of urgency, she could have ran. They both could have ran through and locked all of the doors.
Yeah.
But she was leisurely walking to lock the doors.
She was. Okay, so now the killer is going after Helen again, and he chases her out of the store into the alley. And I think this is the scene you were talking about. Well, this is the end of the scene.
Yes.
And where she's like screaming and, you know, fighting for her life, but nobody can hear it because of the fireworks and of course the parade. So now, unfortunately, Helen is gone. He kills her.
Helen, I was rooting for you. We were all right. I said Helen is gonna make it out. She was fighting for her life for a while.
She was.
She got
poor Helen.
Poor Helen. But yeah, that whole sequence from start to finish is like one of my favorite. Minus the scenes with Misty, because I don't...
Missy.
Yeah, sorry. I don't even care about that storyline that much. I know that it's vital to the storyline, but I could care less. I came for the kills. So
same.
So Helen is deceased. So both Barry and Helen are now deceased.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Julie has gotten back into town and she's still researching. She's looking into the death of David Egan. A year before the accident, David and his girlfriend Susie were involved in a car crash not far from where the film's accident scene occurred. David survived, but Susie died. The research mentioned that Susie had a father named Ben Willis, and then Julie figures it out. So they didn't actually kill David Egan that night. She believes that David had been found on the road by Ben, who was the one. So Ben was the one that killed him and disposed of David's body. But before Ben could get home, the four of them, hit him that night. So Julie then decides that she needs to share the news with Ray, who's down by the docks. She explains her theory to him, but he's not convinced. He doesn't believe it. So as they're talking, she notices that the name on the boat that he's working on is Billy blue. And the whole time she was talking about him, I was like, what if this is Ray? Because I couldn't remember. And I was like, what if this is a Ray? She sees the name Billy Blue, which is the name of the man that visited David Egan's sister. Julie is shook. She's panicked. She believes that Ray is responsible, that he could actually be the murderer. And again, dramatically runs off. She storms off. But she is chased by Ray before a fisherman stops him and puts her on his boat.
You know what? We done got this far and we didn't even mention the other iconic scene. Because it was in Scary Movie again, when she was in the middle of the street. I think it was when she found Max in her trunk.
What are you waiting for?
Yes. Yes. I just realized that.
What are you waiting for? Dang it. I just realized that too, because I was cracking up. Dang. Good
Man.
Job, D. Good job.
Because I was like, I cannot think of this movie without thinking of Scary Movie. And that's how I...
Yeah. Yeah. That is funny. Yeah.
Okay, so she's on the other fisherman's boat and she's looking around and she goes in one of the rooms and it has photos and articles about her, Helen, Barry, and Ray. And she realizes that she's on Ben's boat.
Plot twist.
Man, I just know she was stressed. Like the whole first she think it's Ray, and then then she thought she was safe on the other boat. Then she was like, oh no, it's
it's Ben.
It's Ben. She was going through it. So now he done unhooked the boat from the dock. He's trying to kill Julie and she's like just, again, fighting for her life. She's running all over that little bitty boat. So eventually Julie, she ends up in an ice room and that's where she finds Helen and Barry. Man.
So still stressed. It was like.
Yes.
Oh my God.
She'll know. You'll know.
Oh, fun fact. What's a good note? Fun fact, the ice was not real ice. It was made of gelatin. I thought that was a fun fact. I was like, oh, it looked good for those that are into that side of special effects side. Punk. Yeah. The ice was made of gelatin, guys, and I thought it was a cool fun fact.
Oh, man. Ray, I don't know. What was he doing when all this was going on?
He had gotten like knocked out or something, right?
Knocked out, yeah. I was like, he was just chilling after she done ran.
Julie, no, he was like, F you. You didn't want to believe me. I'm not finna convince you.
So, yeah, he was knocked out. Okay, so when he wakes up, he takes a smaller boat to catch up to Ben's boat. And he managed to use the ship's rigging to save Julie. And it caught Ben by his hand, which was what he was using for the hook. Because did he not have a hand or did he just have a hook? Whatever it was, he just fell.
He had a hook for a hand, didn't he? Oh, wait,
because, you know, some people could just have a hook. He just had a hook.
I think he just had a hook because... Yeah, the cork thing, you know what I'm talking about, where you hold it in between your fingers. Okay.
Yeah. And he fell over on the side of the boat because it had severed his arm. And when the police questioned Julie and Ray about why was he going after them, like, why is he trying to kill y'all? Y'all had to have done something. And they're just like, oh, I don't know.
He's crazy.
I don't know. He's just crazy.
He's just lost his mind. Fast forward a year later, Julie is enjoying yet another year of college and she's getting ready to go home to see Ray. So it's obvious that they're booed up again. Things are going good. She's preparing to take a shower. Her college roommate tells her there's a letter left for her. She is triggered and she's afraid that maybe... they didn't take care of Ben, or maybe someone else is after her. And she's relieved when she finds out that it was just an invitation to a pool party. She goes to the showers. The hot water caused the room to get completely steamed up. As she goes to a shower stall, she stops and she sees writing on one of the doors that reads, "I still know, bitch." No, I'm just kidding. The last shot is Ben. He's crashing through the glass shower door at the camera, aka Julie. The ice pick is now embedded in the stump of his missing arm. And that is the end of the movie, leaving it open for the second one. Yes. I still know what you did last summer. And then the show, the series. I know what you did.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I ever watched the series.
I watched it. It definitely was, and this makes me feel so old, but I just have to embrace it. It definitely was like a teeny bopper show, like for younger audiences, maybe even early 20s, but it wasn't terrible.
Kind of like Scream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any more final thoughts, and then we can get into movie ratings?
I don't think so. I don't.
Okay. I will just say, and you can call me... I know what you did last summer, haters. I will accept that. I am a hater of I know what you... I mean, I guess... Like, I just feel like if it never had been made... But if it never had been made, then we wouldn't have gems like Scary Movie, maybe, so...
Oh, true, true. And you wouldn't have the second one.
Oh, and you wouldn't have... You wouldn't have a second one. It's just something that I could probably never revisit again. I'm definitely going to revisit the second one. I say that because we have to do it for the show. And hopefully it is what I remember it to be. But this one, I could live without it. I honestly could. It wasn't this. The scoring also was off for me. Like the music in some scenes felt way louder.
That was one of my notes. My bad, because I didn't write it down. I didn't put it in the thing. But I was like, I had never heard that version at the beginning of the movie. Because it's the original is not the Isley Brothers, but they covered it. Why can't I think of the name of that song? Summer Breeze. It was like a rock version of it. Because even the original is not that, I don't know. It was just weird to me.
It was weird.
That version I'm of wondering. It. Yeah.
Is it always been like that, or was that ever like, what do you call it, remastered? Or you know how some things lose the royalties to songs?
Yeah.
Is that what you call it? Like the rights to use the song?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what happened? I don't know, but it was...
Yeah, I don't know. That kind of bothered me. I don't know why. But
the sound production, because even like the volumes like that the music was versus their speech was very... college level. I just submitted a film type. I don't know, but
Lord. So you want to get your rating first since it was your pick?
Okay. Let me not be too... I need to go through and write down. I'm gonna make sure I do that this week, the ratings for everything else that I've done.
Because
What did I give Prom Night? I don't remember. Like a 2....
I don't even remember what I gave Prom Night. I probably gave Prom Night like a 2.8 or something like that. Because I feel like I gave it close to a 3.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking it wasn't far from a 3. Maybe I gave it 2. I'm going to have to give this, and I'm playing it kind of safe, a 2. I'm going to give it a 2 because I feel like anything less than a 2... Anything less than a 2.5... Yeah, less than a 2 is like, ooh, like, whoa, what's that? That's what I think.
Yeah.
But I couldn't give it a 2.5, like, in good faith. So I'm going to say a 2 even.
I would give it a 2.2. Only because I don't think that it's a bad movie. I just, none of the characters, only one character was tolerable and relatable.
Yeah.
And I just, maybe it's because we're older and we're more aware of like white privilege and how annoying how annoying it is. But I was just like irritated, even like with, because I love Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yes, girl.
And I mean, none of them did a bad job. It was just the way the characters were written. They were so unlikable. And maybe that was the point.
Maybe.
If you think about it, because honestly, I think Barry and Julie were Barry was probably the richest one, like you said, and then Julie. But like even Helen, I feel like she was like faking it. Because like her dad was like was that her dad? It just didn't look like what she was portraying her life to be.
Yeah.
Basically, like her home life. So maybe that was the way, maybe that was the purpose of it. I don't know.
Maybe. Also, I don't know how old they were when they filmed this, but I was not a fan of like character choices or acting in it. For me, I don't know. Some of the way like that the lines were delivered, like they were almost caricatures of these people. If that makes sense, like these types of people that go to this school.
I get that.
Which, like you said, it could have been intentional, but I wasn't feeling that. I'm also going to say, if you notice everything that we've done, even if we weren't necessarily like, oh yeah, this is my favorite movie, we were genuinely excited to watch it, excited to even review it. And with this one, we were kind of just like, oh, well, we should do it because we watched it.
Yeah, but it didn't get us like excited. That's crazy because like I was excited to watch it, and then once I started watching it, I was like, "What the?
what is this? I don't remember this."
Wait, what if this is the episode that gets us so much hate? What if everybody loves this movie,
girl? If you love this movie, you DM us and tell us why you love this movie. Really quick, then we will do so. 45% on Rotten Tomatoes, 5.8 out of 10 on IMDb, 2 out of 5 on Common Sense Media. It gets a whopping 4.1 the audience rating on Google. So,
what?
Yeah, out of 5, a whopping 4. Wait. Let me make sure. That this is not the show.
Oh.
No, it says 90s, but it's worth it. I kept trying to guess who the killer was. I guess that part was pretty, like, it wasn't, like, obvious. Somebody said, I absolutely love this movie. The actors were brilliant, in my opinion. The reactions throughout the film were totally convincing. Also, the jump scares were really good. The jump scares.
Yeah.
I'll give them that.
I'll give them that.
Tomas said, dying this movie was good. Stop. Okay.
It's just, I feel a little disappointed because of how iconic all of the actors are. Like, man.
Maybe that's another reason.
Maybe.
It's just so, I'd rather watch
Maybe
Scooby-Doo.
Maybe it was
Doo.
A good Scooby movie Doo. For its time. Scooby-Doo.
So I can get two out of the four.
Oh, man. Oh, that's Scream. I was going to say the dude that plays Shaggy, Matthew Lillard. But that's Scream.
That is Scream. I was talking about Freddie Prinze Jr. and Sarah Michelle Gellar. Who are still together,
and
right, in real life.
I was just about to say, they are, I hate to say couple goals because you never know what people are going through.
Yeah,
but
that's
they
true.
Have been together, feel like, since the 90s. I don't know when they got together. But
I believe this was when they met, but I think they got together not long after, because I believe that they had gotten together by like they had been together by Buffy's ending, and Buffy ended in like 2000s.
Early 2000s. Oh, okay.
That's all, folks.
Please follow us on Instagram at It's a Strange World Podcast, Twitter at Pod Strange World, and on Facebook and TikTok at It's a Strange World After All. Also, if you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and like the show, please go ahead and give us a 5-star rating. And if you're feeling extra strange, please write a review. please and thank you.
If you have any movies or documentaries of the horror, thriller, slasher, and true crime genre and want to hear our uncensored, unsolicited opinions on them, email those submissions to itsastrangeworldafterall@gmail.com or DM us at any other social media platforms mentioned. Even if you just want to say what's up, what it do, what it is, how's it going, we will be here.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of It's a Strange World After All.
And, well, if you really ride for this movie, don't cancel us. We just don't really ride for it.
Because like, we kind of went in.
We just don't really ride for it like that.
Yeah.
And thank you, as always, for keeping it strange with us.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.